Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Over 45 Weight Loss Call. And every day in this 30-day program, we talk about how challenging it is to be over 45 and losing weight. Not for everyone, but for most people. So we decided this radio show to cover those topics. And we're bringing on special guests. And today our special guest is Teresa Webb, who resides in Boca Raton, Florida. And she has been on the Isagenics 30-day program now, she said, for 31 days. So she's going to tell us her story in a minute. And it's a great story because she is over 45. I'm not giving her age away. She can if she wants to. But she's got some really great experiences to share with us. And Melanie Miletics helped her through her first cleanse and her first week of the shake days, etc. So she's got a lot of stories to tell us around that also. And it has been challenging to lose weight. So I'm going to now introduce Teresa. And Teresa, what was the challenge for you before you started Isagenics about losing weight? I know you had a challenge like certainly a lot of us do, but what was your specific challenge?
Well, hi there, Denise. My specific challenge was that I just remarried in January and went on a great honeymoon and just started to gain some weight and just gained weight. All of a sudden, just started to gain some weight. So I was not happy with that. None of my clothes were fitting me the way I liked them to. In fact, some of them didn't fit me at all. So I have a closet full of clothes that didn't fit. And I decided that, you know, the yo-yo dieting and the idea of going on, you know, one of these fad diets really wasn't what I wanted. I wanted a lifestyle change. I wanted to understand how my body worked and how it metabolized food and so on and so forth. So we started to research that, and we found the Isagenics program, which is you know, I find it very healthy, and it has a unique twist to it with doing some cleanse days, which the whole idea is to lower the glycemic index in your body, which helps you burn more fat. And it's not just fat. It's the visceral fat that attaches to your organs, you know, your kidneys and your liver and your reproductive system and your intestines. And that is all the belly fat. And I am 59, just so everybody does know. So it's the prime age to for some of us to get that belly fat, which I've never had. So I'm like, I just have to rid myself of this. And, you know, by just losing weight, not necessarily taking off the fat that's just sticking to me. So this was my choice. And I've been so excited the entire 31 days because I'm not starving. I feel great. And it didn't take me a month to gain this weight. It took me 6 months. So I anticipate that it's going to take me at least 2 months to reach my goal. And it probably will take a little less than that because I'm already more than halfway to my goal as far as my weight loss. The other thing I find with the Isagenics is that, like I said, I'm not hungry. I'm not starving. It really, if you follow the diet and the recommendations, and you're just not craving either. You're not craving the salt as much or the chips or the cake or the sweets. And that's really, really awesome because obviously, you know, for me, those are the things that, like, I really, really, really want some potato chips, you know, and I don't have that. So it's taking that away by eating their snacks and doing their cleansing. So I find that the shakes are so delicious. I add a couple of things like cinnamon to them and some stevia. I love the vanilla, and I absolutely love the strawberry cream. I don't add anything to the strawberry cream. And they fill me up, and I eat a regular, you know, meal, you know, protein and a green, some greens for lunch, and then I do my shake again at dinner time. So it's a good breakfast to get my body going, gives me energy. Some of the other products really help you stay focused, and they keep your mood even. For me, I mean, they're supposed to do some certain things. The Isagenics Supreme is really great. I find it to give me a great lift in the morning and start my day off really wonderfully. So I've had a lot of success in my mind because of my goals and my age and my, you know, exercise program, which is limited. I do, you know, 2 days a week and strenuous, maybe, you know, a little exercise, but that's it. I don't have the time to really go to the gym 5 days a week like I did, you know, when I was 40. So it's just proven to me that it's worked really well for me. I've lost inches, which is awesome. And I'm a nice Italian woman with, and I love to eat. I love eating my dinners and my family macaroni and lasagna dinners. You know, my appetite is just as large as my husband's, which is weird. but I have, you know, I have a little extra on the hips, and nice Italian full figured woman, and I've lost the most in my hips. I've lost 3 3/4 inches just on my hips, and I lost 1 1/4 inches on my waist. So in addition to the weight loss, there's inches that are going away. So it's very noticeable, very, very noticeable. My clothes are starting to hang on me, the temporary clothes I have, and some of the clothes that I've been waiting to get into, I'm starting to zip up. So it's just been very exciting for me. I'm excited every single day. I'm like, okay, how much am I going to lose today? And it just really gets me through the day. It keeps me on my, you know, on that straight and narrow road with that stick-to-it attitude. And the attitude stays because you just don't, you're not crazy, like, oh, I can't eat that. It just doesn't feel that way to me. I don't have the cravings, and I don't have all of that moodiness that I used to have when I'm on a, you know, following a certain diet. This is more of a lifestyle, this to me. So I'm very pleased with it.
Well, that is a spectacular 1 month, because like you said earlier, we all didn't get to where we're at overnight or in 1 month. It took us a while to have those extra pounds accumulate. And like you said, the visceral fat that comes around our organs is also much harder to get rid of than regular fat is. So you've hit the challenge mark, you've accomplished it, and now you're into your next month, and you're going to really knock it out of the park. And to have a 16-pound weight loss in 1 month, again, is very healthy. It is, you know, the first part of it is usually water loss. You've lost 1 1/4 inches around your waist, so you're obviously getting into a new pant size, and 3 3/4 inches around your hips. You know, and you're doing moderate exercise. You're not, you know, going to the gym and working out for 2 hours every day. You're being a normal human being. And in 31 days, you've accomplished a lot. Can you go back to very day one and just share with me what Melanie said to you and how to get started on the program, just to help our listeners go, oh, I guess I'm going to get started this weekend. What was it she told you to do on day one?
Well, she told me to start with shake days because I'm on the 30-day program, and I bought the 30-day package, which has the vitamins. I mean, it's just loaded with great stuff. So I started with shake days, and she also told me that if on the seventh day, if I cleansed for 2 days, it increases your metabolism because of your glycemic index being lowered so much. So if you do it for 1 day, it increases your metabolism, but if you do it for 2 days, it increases it twice as much, but never more than 2 days, because then it affects it in different ways. So I said, well, let me do it for the 2 days and see how much I can accelerate this. So I did my shakes for 6 days. And my meal, you know, I do an afternoon meal for lunch. I do breakfast as my shake and dinner as my shake. And then there's snacks in between. And I did it for 6 days. And then on the seventh and the eighth day, I cleansed. And you would think for the first time, because I've never cleansed, I've never detoxed or done any of those types of things. So I thought, wow, you know, is this going to be hard for me? But it wasn't. I got through the 2 days just knowing that it was going to benefit me. And that was my first week. And when I weighed myself the first week, I lost 10.3 pounds. So that was a good amount of weight. And I think I've read in the I'm pretty sure in all of the documents that they send you that it's less water that you lose on this particular diet, and it's supposed to not you're not supposed to lose lean muscle, so you retain your muscle. Whereas, you know, on these other diets, you are losing a lot of water and you are losing a lot of muscle. And then, of course, if you deviate from the diet, you're gaining back all fat. You're not gaining the muscle back. So it's, you know, it's the yo-yo dieting is the worst thing, because when you lose 10 pounds, you lose 60% is fat. The other 40% is lean muscle and water. When you gain that 10 pounds back, you're gaining pure fat. So your body is really different. And it's harder to get rid of it. So that is what Melanie recommended, and it worked wonderfully. And I've been, and then after that, we spoke, and she said, now you can cleanse once a week. And that's what I did. And then she told me, basically, you can cleanse for 2 days once a month. So it's a month now. So I'm cleansing today and tomorrow to see if I can accelerate and get another, you know, just a little bit more weight loss. But you know, 1 to 3 pounds a week is really working well for me, because the slower you lose it, the slower you gain it back, if you gain it back, which I don't plan on that. They have a great maintenance program, and I'll be following that, because it is my lifestyle now. It's something that I choose to follow, because it's, for me, makes me feel so good. And makes me feel like I'm not deprived at all. There's no deprivation. And that's one of the biggest things that we have to overcome when we are dieting. Oh, I hate that word. But is, you know, you feel deprived because everybody else is, you know, eating around you or whatever. But when you have a mindset that you're not deprived and you have your little menu all set, it really works for you. It's worked for me, I should say. So that's what Melanie suggested, and by gosh, she was right.
that's wonderful. And on your cleanse days, are you taking the snacks also?
On the cleanse days, your snacks are a little different. So, yes, I take, I think you're allowed 6 of the little wafer snacks. They're chocolate, or you can order different types. And they help curb any craving or appetite that you may have. So, yes, I do those because I feel they're very beneficial. And then I believe you're allowed an Isagenics Plus, which is, they have that in the chocolate, or you can do an energy shot, which I haven't needed to do. I have no loss of energy. I'm not dragging. I'm, you know, none of that, even on my cleanse days. I got all in it, lots of energy. So, yes, I do those snacks. And I do snacks during my shake days too. I have the whey thins, which are all whey protein, and they're awesome if you like to crunch. And then the chocolate, the dark chocolate, is decadent. It's just awesome. So they really help you get through if you're having a craving, because, you know, they're never going to all disappear. So they do help. They really curb your cravings and your appetite. So I definitely do the snacks. I think that they are important, and they help me. For me, they curb my appetite if I'm on a cleanse day. And they're like 15 calories for one little one, 15 calories. You're allowed 6.
Well, that is great, because everyone is going to have some sort of craving. And
right.
Dark chocolate, we know, is loaded
with
antioxidants.
Oh, it's so good, Denise. Oh, my gosh. It's decadent. It's like, I'm a dark chocolate lady. I don't eat any chocolate except dark. And it has to be good dark chocolate, because even the ones you buy, like a Dove or whatever, at the grocery or at the pharmacy, whatever, they're still not as good as a really a Godiva or a Ghirardelli. They're really high cocoa content, and they're and I like it a little bitter. So this really doesn't, you know, it's like it really satisfies me, and it's 60 calories for one, and that's all you need is one. That's it. That's how good they are.
Well, I totally agree with you, and it is a real treat at the end of the day when you've been very careful watching what you consume via shakes and or your dinner, and to have that little treat at the end of the day Because you can break that little bar into, you know, six different pieces and slowly just let it melt in your mouth, and it is certainly worth doing. I'm not a personally a huge chocolate person. I'm a little bit more of a salty person. But that piece of chocolate, I wasn't going to get it. And Melanie said, oh, no, 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 you're definitely going to want to do that when on a cleansing. And she was so right.
Yes, she made me get it, too. She's like, you have to have this. I'm like, okay, especially if you like chocolate, dark chocolate. And she was right again. She's the guru. She's great. And she has great suggestions, great suggestions.
Yeah, that's you're totally right there, and we're so pleased. We've got a lot of new people in the group that are over 45. They're starting to, you know, they're starting to listen to these calls. They're asking questions, and they're realizing that yes, we've all tried a lot of different ways to lose weight. It's tough, but this program, there is science behind it. There's 15 years of research. They have research scientists on board. You are not starving yourself in any way, shape, or form, and you're getting great nutrition along with losing weight and or inches at the same time. So that those are certainly our parting words. And if you could maybe just give our audience a little tip or something that you found that helps you get through those cleanse days or the shake days, that would be great.
Well, the shake days are, I look forward to my shake in the morning. I'm not a very good breakfast eater, which is the worst. I mean, that's the most important meal of the day. So it has taught me to make time to have a good breakfast. So I actually look forward to it. And I do, sometimes I do they have a shake called the Pro, and it has a little higher protein content, like 36 grams of protein, and it comes in vanilla or chocolate. And I like the vanilla, like I said. I start my day, and I've fed my brain. Because it's so important to have breakfast, and it really gets you, you know, it gets you going, and I fed my brain. Lunchtime is the time that I have 21 people that work with me, and we have a big kitchen, and we, you know, at least 50% to 75% of the staff get together to eat, and I eat with them, and I actually cook with them. I have a little convection oven in there and a toaster and everything. So, you know, I make my food fresh. I'll buy some organic chicken and maybe some fresh broccoli, and I throw it, you know, cook it there, and it's a good time for everybody to talk and just communicate. So it's like a little family thing. So it's like an event now. So I made it an event. And that's why it's so easy for dinner time. When I come home, I just have this awesome shake that, you know, I throw my little cinnamon in it or whatever, and I actually throw ice in mine to make it a little frothy. So it feels like, you know, I just went to Dairy Queen and got myself an ice cream shake. and it just takes you, it just makes you feel so good about what you're doing because you don't have headaches. You know, I always get headaches when I don't eat, and, you know, you just get moody and you know, if anything at all, I get out of it is an even good feeling every moment of my days. So my tip is if you stick to it and you continue to have that attitude and you can be a little creative. I bought a couple of little, like, what do you call those flavorings that you cook with? They're like liquid imitation flavorings, if it's imitation or not, pure vanilla, and they have almond and you can add like a drop of that in there to give it a little bit more flavor. There's no calories in it. And you can do pumpkin. I mean, there's all types of creative things you can do with your shake. And you can even add fresh fruit, bananas. I'll add a half a banana once in a while. You have to add that to your calories for the day. But it's worth it if you want that in your shake. So all of you, just be creative, because the more creative you are, the more you look forward to it, because now you're putting some thought process into it. And that makes you feel even better about doing it. So that would be my suggestion is, you know, just to start off and plan what you're going to eat for your meal, plan it out for a day or a week or whatever works for you, and then plan your other meals because they're meals. Your shake is your meal. It's loaded with good stuff and protein. Make it creative. Add what you want, you know. Flavoring, cinnamon is so good for you, and I have a cinnamon shake pretty much every morning before I go to work. It's awesome. So My suggestion is that if you can be creative, and I think that would lead you down the path of being positive and staying with it and sticking to it. Because of end results, you're going to get rid of that belly fat. Well, I'm losing my belly fat because my belly fat's between my hips and my waist. And you know, most people, I mean, I work in an adult community. We build and sell communities of active adults. And I meet a lot of people, a lot. I mean, I probably know 15 to 20,000 people in the last 15 years. And, you know, I notice as they get older, and they're mostly, the average age is about 62 to 65, they're getting belly fat. And, you know, their legs are nice and skinny, but they got that belly fat, and that's that really bad fat again. So if we work at trying to eliminate that or at least diminish that somewhat, it's healthier for us. And, of course, we feel better and look better. So those are side benefits, you know. And, you know, I know it's a challenge, and I welcome the challenge every single day. If it becomes, you know, too challenging, I'll be more creative. But I haven't found it to be too challenging at all. I'm really an advocate of this program. It's just a fabulous program. I love it.
Well, thank you so much. That's been a very inspirational, I'm sure, not only to me, but to the people that are listening to this show. And this show is recorded. It takes usually about half an hour after the show is completed. So feel free to share the show with your friends and people that you love also, because oftentimes the people we love can be the hardest when we're going on a new weight loss program. They're, oh, yeah, yeah, and especially if they're not wanting to go on it with you or support you, then this is where you can come and get your support. So thank you very much for your time, Trace. I know you're a busy woman, and I really appreciate, we all do, we really appreciate you coming on board and sharing your success stories. And I'd love to have you back in, say, another month where we can chat again and we can talk about your journey there again together.
Oh, I would love that, Denise. I would love that. And thank you so much for having me and giving me an opportunity to share my experiences.
Wonderful. Well, you have a wonderful weekend. I know you said you're on your cleanse day, so we wish you all the power through that. And we'd like to say thank you to our audience for listening, and welcome back, because we're on day 5, and next day will be day 6. So take care, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.